George Martin is program director for Peace Action Wisconsin. He returned this week from 9 days in Iraq. He was there as part of a group from an international peace coalition which runs a project called Occupation Watch. Martin says the group talked with Iraqi citizens and officials and toured some hospitals and schools. He says it's clear that the U.S. has a long way to go to help Iraq get its infrastructure up to snuff.
In neighborhoods, there is electricity maybe 4 to 6 hours a whole day, constantly interrupted. In downtown Baghdad, electricity is interrupted every hour, sporadically. There is no telephone service. After the Gulf War in 91, service was back in 2 months.
Martin says there are many other problems that range from inconveniences to potential major health threats. But he says in some areas there is very little reconstruction taking place. Martin also says he met and talked with some U.S. troops, many of whom are reservists on extended duty. Martin says some Iraqis don't see the need for the troops to stay.
They say, you know, what benefit do we get out of it in terms of being Iraqi people and doing this? They've been through shock and all. They know they can't do anything, you know, regarding our power, and they just want to get through it.
Martin says many Iraqis are looking to see if the U.S. lives up to promises to give more control of the country back to Iraqi officials. A few U.S. soldiers died while Martin was in Iraq, but he says his biggest scare came when there was a bomb threat at the front gate while his group visited a local police station. Republican Congress members who have visited Iraq paint a more upbeat view of the country, but reconstruction spending and work in Iraq are an issue in this year's presidential race. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.